بسم الله والابن والروح القدس الان واحد امين. As Abuna said, we'll, as the kids are taking Alhan Academy downstairs, we will try to learn some Coptic and some Coptic hymns. We will start with Tasbihah or the Midnight Praise. It's one of the praises that lots of people unfortunately miss in church, and it's really, really very important, and it's very fulfilling when we say Tasbihah or Midnight Praise. So Abuna asked that we start. So we'll start from the beginning, from what we start with the Tasbihah. And I will try to say Arabic and English because I see some... okay. So first thing that we say for Tasbihah is we start with Tein Thino. It's the first part of midnight prayer. Whoever attends midnight prayer, the first part we say is... Arise, upwards, O children of the light. So this is the first part we start with Tasbihah. And in the same lahn or in the same hymn, there is the Psalm 133, which is Habarikur Rabbi Abid al-Rab. So we will start, like we usually learn the Coptic or Coptic hymns by reading the words first so we can know the words, and then we'll say the hymn together. So please, like, I try to put it as left, center, and right with all languages, so whoever wants the meaning of each word can see it as well. So, Tein Thino is arise or kumu, e epshoi, upwards, ni shiri, o children, ente. So, if you want to read with me, Tein Thino, e epshoi, Nishiri, ente pi o oini, ten fino e epshoi, ten fino e epshoi. When there is an apostrophe, لو في الaccent ده على أي حرف, أكن قبله e. So we see it's e epshoi. The letter العربية زي الشين in Arabic is sheen. So Ten fino e epshoi, ni shiri. The P in Coptic is R, so we pronounce the P R. So ni shiri, ente pi u oini. So ten fino e epshoi, ni shiri, ente pi u oini. Enten hos, e epshois, enteni gom. Anybody has any problems with any of the words? نعم؟ لا احنا هنقولها بالابتي وبالعربي وبالانجليزي. It's what usually أسهل إن حضرتك تقري الكلمة وكل حرف في الكلمة, يعني هنقول أول حرف T. هي most of الحروف زي الإنجليزي بالضبط, في some differences, يعني ال PR الحرف ال P مش موجود difference, إنما غير كده أغلب الحروف هي فبنقرأ الكلمة على بعضها والحروف المختلفة بنقولها بدل ما نحفظ ألفا بيتا غاما بيتا من غير ما نقرأ الحروف. Okay, so we'll just say the whole thing, just the words, and then we'll start the hymn. So ten fino e epshoi, ni shiri, ente pi u oini, enten hos, e epshois, enteni gom. So في لحن كبير بيتقال في القطعة دي, بس احنا هنحفظ اللحن الصغير اللي هو الدم كده. So we start ten fino epshoi, ten fino epshoi, ni shiri ente pi o oini. So ten hos ten fino epshoi, Ni shiri ente pi o oini. Enten hos e epshois ente nigum. So nola kullaha as one unit. Ten fino epshoi ni shiri ente pi e oini. Enten hos e epshois ente nigum. Gonna repeat again. Ten thino epshoini shiri ente pi oini enten hos epshois ente nigo. طبعا التسبيحه we can say it بالعربي او بالانجليزي او بالابتي زي ما احنا عايزين يعني. So بس اغلب So في اي حد عنده اي كلمه صعبه في في البارتي؟ So ناخد ال second part. الحرف الأولاني ده في ال second part is H. اللي هو زي الـ ي اللي بالعربي ده is H. So وال pi is P. So ho pos. Ho pos. Entef ereh motnan. Em epsoti. Enten enepsishi. هو بوس انتف اريه متنان ام بصوتي انتين نفسيشي نان سوري بسمع ام بصوتي اوكي يعني اكسا نزود الاكسنت على على الورق سو ام بصوتي انتين نفسيشي اوكي سو هنقول السكند بارت هو بوس انت فريح متنان ام بصوتي انتين نفسيشي So هنقول ال two parts الأولاني والتاني. Ten fino epshoini shiri ente pi oini enten hos epshois ente nigo. Ho pos ente fare motnan em epsot intenen epsishi. I think كفاية كده النهاردة. Yeah, it's very easy. يعني when we repeat, يعني the best way to learn تسبيحة إن إحنا نحضر التسبيحة. So حضور كذا مرة, attending several times will be very good at it. But it's always good to know the alphabet and how to read the words. بعد كده اللحن and even the words will come attending. نعم. I know هم ابتدوا بالعربي كتير so it's معلش معلش مهم نحضر مش مهم تعال
سلام عليكم just I want to tell يعني to tell you something to comment يعني because we are starting At the beginning, it is very slow. Just to recognize the letters, the Coptic letters, especially for those who don't read any Coptic language. As Bassem said, instead of wasting the time in teaching alphabetical Coptic language, better to have it like that. And But by the repetition, I'm sure that everyone will go faster in the next times. Just to comment, ten thino e pshoi ni shirin tepi oini enten hosin pshoi sin teni gom هو بوسن تفقر امتنان ام بسوتين تنان بسيكي we pray it in the midnight. This is the beginning of the midnight prayer. Beginning of the midnight prayer. Why did the church put this chant at the beginning of the tasbaha? Because as if we are a little bit sleepy. So the shamas, the deacon, is calling us to awake. That's why it takes the melody of an army march. An army march. Ten tin o e bshoini, shirin tepi oini, enten hosib shoin senteni gom. Ho pon sentef aremot nan yani, yalla esho, yalla esho, awake now, yalla, let us awake now to pray the Lord. Something like that, the same melody yani. اللحن بتاعها معمول بحيث انه يصحي النايم. To awake those who are sleeping. And this is the meaning of this melody. I'm sure that Basim Yani skips many things because he wants to take two parts every time. However, inshallah, in the next times, we will take that faster than that. Just to understand the meaning of the lahn and the meaning of the melody also. We could read it, just reading. But it will never give the same atmosphere, the same spirit. When we chant it, it's much better. لما نلحنها نقولها باللحن أحسن بكتير إنك أنت تقرأ. That's why even in the church, the gospel, we can read the gospel. But we chant the gospel. Because the melody of the gospel attracts us. اللحن بتاع الإنجيل بتاع القرايات اللحن نفسه بتاع الإنجيل بيشدنا attracts us to concentrate more. Thank you Basim for this good start.